S-H-A-U-N-A-V-O-N, January is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Every 24 hours in Saskatchewan, 10 or more people develop dementia. Dementia is impacting lives every day. Alzheimer's is one of many diseases on the dementia spectrum. Dementia can be understood as an umbrella term that refers to a set of symptoms that includes memory loss, difficulty with problem solving, and changes in mood and behavior. Dementia is identified when these symptoms are severe enough to interfere with a person's daily life and activities. Only 1 in 4 people can name at least 3 signs of dementia. Learning more about Alzheimer's disease and other dementias can help identify the signs and symptoms and lead to an earlier diagnosis and access to support. Increasing awareness of dementia can also provide a better understanding of how someone living with dementia and their care partners may experience everyday life. Stacey Noble Wiebe is a First Link coordinator with the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan, based in Swift Current but also serves other communities throughout the Southwest. First Link coordinators are the first point of contact for people and their care partners when a diagnosis has been made. The coordinator provides information, education, support, and connections. "I provide a listening ear and help people to feel seen," Noble Wiebe explains. "Most of the interaction happens over the phone. People may find it hard to reach out initially, but once we talk, they realize how valuable it is to have support, or even someone to talk to." Carolee Zorn is a First Link coordinator in Yorkton and also facilitates the online Minds in Motion program, which is available to anyone in the province. The program runs for 10 weeks and the 1.5 to 2 hour sessions consist of 30 minutes of physical exercise offered by a registered exercise therapist, followed by a social hour where we do fun activities and we have time for discussion and questions, Zorn says. "It provides an opportunity for the client and caregiver to do something fun together. Otherwise, it can be a 24/7 caregiving scenario. This offers a bit of self-care for the caregiver and they can do something together that brings pleasure. The program increases confidence and comfort in the diagnosis. A diagnosis of dementia can be gut-wrenching, wondering what happens next. There is also safety in mind with having the partner in attendance, particularly for the exercise portion. And we have virtual volunteers who help to monitor the participation to ensure safety as well. It reduces a sense of isolation and helps people to realize that other people are just like them. The winter session is full, but another session will be offered in the fall." Zorn encourages everyone to become familiar with dementia. "It's really important that people not be afraid of dementia. Become more familiar with it, learn how to approach people with dementia, and offer help if it's needed. For example, someone may become disoriented or lost. It takes a community. Putting individuals with dementia into long-term care is not always the best solution. We hope that everything can be done to keep people in their own homes, safely, for as long as possible. Educate yourself, be aware, and approach the disease with curiosity and interest." The Alzheimer's Society offers many educational workshops and opportunities, including a virtual and in-person learning series with topics that address care essentials along the disease continuum, from first steps after diagnosis to end-of-life care. An Introduction to Understanding Dementia session on Zoom is being held on January 29th and will be recorded and available to view later on the Society's YouTube channel. A list of all resources and educational sessions can be found on their website at https://alzheimer.ca/sk/n/help-support/programs-services. In Swift Current, an in-person caregiver support group is held on the second Thursday of each month from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at First United Church. People do not have to commit to attending every session but are welcome to attend when they are able. Sask Abilities is piloting a new program for dementia clients that will run from 1 to 3:30 p.m. every Thursday as part of their dementia-friendly life enrichment program, and care partners might want to inquire about enrolling their partner in that program while they attend the caregiver support group. Noble Wiebe is also part of a team that offers a memory clinic in Swift Current once per month. At Mint Memory Clinics, you and your family are supported by a multi-specialty, interprofessional team that is specially trained in providing comprehensive assessments and care recommendations for people living with dementia and other memory difficulties. This team is made up of doctors, occupational therapists, the local Alzheimer's Society First Link coordinator, social workers, pharmacists, and others. You can reach out to your family physician or the First Link coordinator for more information. A referral to the clinic can be made by a family physician or a nurse practitioner. In the Southwest rural communities, there is a tendency to be independent and strong, trying to figure it out ourselves, Noble Wiebe says. That's an amazing attribute, but this is too complex of a journey to navigate on your own. It's good to build a team of support. She adds, the First Link coordinator is also an arm's length from the healthcare system, so we can also help you navigate the health system and guide you where you need to go, as well as being a listening ear. Noble Wiebe can be contacted at 306-673-2685 or cypress@alzheimer.sk.ca. There is also a dementia helpline, 1-877-949-4141. Available Monday to Friday 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. to provide support across Saskatchewan.